Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Debbins on Demand. It is Chris Debbins. Hope you're having a good Friday. This is the spot where you can get everything from my afternoon show on 98PXY on demand for you on the radio.com app, or wherever you're getting your podcast currently. Shout out to Fairport for getting the first electric vehicle fast charging station in Monroe County. I think that's awesome. There are other charging stations in the county, but apparently they can only do Teslas, but this one can do any electric vehicle, and it only takes 20 minutes, which is awesome. I know a lot of the other ones, they're like 6 hours, but 20 minutes, that's a game changer. It's in the parking lot for Fairport Village Landing, if you're looking for it, by the way. I don't know how involved it is to charge an electric car, but like, I don't know if you have to do anything while it's charging, but assuming you can just like plug it in and then sit in your car, it almost sounds like an awesome excuse to take like a 20-minute snoozer, or, you know, get some of that reading done that you always say you never have time for. Oh, there's 20 minutes. Fine. Let's do it. I think it could be nice. Mental health, you know, good for mental health and for the environment. New York State is allowing weddings and parties at event centers to return March 15th. Although they say when it comes to dancing, people need to stay in designated dance zones that are 6 feet apart. This almost reminds me of when I was in Catholic school and like in middle school, and they would have the middle school dances, and the chaperones, they would pull us apart and they would say, "Leave room for the Holy Spirit." They would literally say that to us, which always gave me this image of the Holy Spirit as like really wanting to party. Like, leave room for the Holy Spirit because they want to dance too. Gotta let them in. Don't leave them out. Anyone else just like ever have one of those nights where you just can't sleep? I was more alert at 2 a.m. last night than I usually am at like 2 p.m. It makes no sense. I don't know if I'm like, maybe I'm a reincarnated owl all of a sudden. That's not how reincarnation works. Yeah, I wasn't a reincarnated owl, but now I am. I'm also talking as if like reincarnation's real and we know how it works. Anyways, I haven't read the manual. I don't know. Who knows? Lots of people are having trouble sleeping these days. I think it's all the extra stress from the pandemic and everything. I do think one of the more annoying parts of insomnia is feeling like you're wasting your time, right? Like, I'm not sleeping, but I'm also not doing other things. Like, if I got up and like did dishes or like mowed the lawn, at least then I'd feel like I was accomplishing something instead of just like lying there. My neighbors wouldn't be happy. That's a very good point. I know that's what you're thinking. You know what? If I got to be up, maybe they'll get up too. I'm not a monster. Don't worry. I wouldn't do that. I don't know if you heard this. Twitter is adding a feature where users can charge people to view extra content like bonus tweets and newsletters. If I ever pay to see something on Twitter, that's when I know I've hit rock bottom. Or it finally means that I finally like hit it big and now I have enough money, then I can afford to pay to see things on Twitter. It's really one or the other. Either I'm doing really well or really bad and I need your help. There's no in between for me there. If you have a Roomba and it's been acting like a little drunk, like bumping into things and spinning in circles, the company says it's due to a bad software update and they're working on the problem. It could take weeks, they're saying. So if your Roomba's acting drunk and weird, that's why. Might take some weeks, so until then, maybe just make your Roomba like a cup of coffee, lay them down on the couch, have them sleep it off, you know, they'll be fine. What temperature do you consider it to be shorts weather? When are you like, yeah, I'll pop on the shorts? According to a survey, the most common answer was between 61 and 70 degrees, which I agree with. Although I could also go a little bit warmer because I'm a naturally chilly person. But 4% of people on this survey said they'll wear shorts when it's below 20 degrees. I'm just assuming that everyone in that 4% lives in Rochester, because I do see so many people in like middle of January just rocking shorts. And it's funny because they'll be wearing like a winter coat too, hats and gloves, and then they're wearing shorts. And I'm just thinking, do you have circulation issues? Why are your legs so hot but the rest of you aren't? Should you see a doctor? I don't know. And the next time you want someone to believe a lie that you're telling, try saying the lie faster. Try to answer faster when they ask you the question that you're then lying to. A study in France found that we're less likely to believe someone if they take a pause before they answer our question. So if you don't take that pause, they're more likely to believe your lie. Am I a bad influence for sharing information like this? I don't know. Hope you have a great weekend. Another Debbins on Demand for you Monday afternoon, or I'm on the air 3 to 8 on PXY. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.